I'd like to welcome our 10-minute speaker, and it's Rudy O. from El Centro.
Well, that's a lot of people out there. That's all right. My name is Rudy, and I am an alcoholic. And before I speak, I would like to read something out of the big book. So I'd say, all right, with y'all, I'm going to read something out of the big book real quick. I don't throw out pages. The only page I throw out there is page 112, read the first three words. That's the only page I throw out there. Other than that, read the big book. You know what I mean? It goes, there's a solution. Almost none of us like the self-searching, the leveling of our pride, the confession of shortcomings, which the process requires for a successful consummation. But we saw that it really worked in others, and we had to come to believe in the hopelessness and futility of life as we had been living it. When therefore we were approached by those in whom the problem had been solved, there was nothing left for us but to pick up the simple kit of spiritual tools laid at our feet. Now, this is the part I like the most. We have found much of heaven, and we have been rocketing to a fourth dimension of existence of which we had never even dreamed. Like, once again, my name is Rudy, and I am an alcoholic. My sobriety date is April 28, 2009. I got sober in El Centro, got my recovery here in San Diego. I'm a prodigy and an alumni of the Amigo Sobres from downtown San Diego. My sponsor is Mr. Robert Hubbs. He's have had him for the last 6 years, never broke up with him. Now, I am the 10-minute speaker, so I'm going to be short and brief about my sobriety. First, you know what I mean? I was raised in El Centro. My mom was alcoholic. My mom lived a miserable life. My mom died a miserable death. She died of alcoholism at the age of 50. She did stuff that I didn't want to do and I didn't want to be like, and I was exactly what she was like. You know what I mean? She came and went out of my life. She got married, I don't know how many times. I didn't even think you'd get married more than four times in California or five times in Nevada. You know what I mean? I got to see different guys running in and out the house. I'm older of four. I have a brother in recovery, got 11 years. I got a sister in recovery who's coming up on one. You know what I mean? But it's all because of the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. You do the footwork, and everybody else will follow. You know what I mean? As I was saying, I grew up. I didn't start drinking till the age of 18. But once I started drinking, it was on and cracking. You know what I mean? I was one of those that I didn't like the taste of alcohol. I loved the effects of alcohol. It made me brave. I had the liquor courage. It made me feel like I could beat up anybody that's 10 times bigger than me. It made it easy and smooth to talk to the women. You know what I mean? But it also got me in jails, institutions, and I've seen all three. I've seen jails, institutions, and death. I've been in a coma in my alcoholic parades. 1998, at the age of 19, I fell into a coma, four-day coma, woke up one day before my birthday. I couldn't walk for about a year. And when I was able to walk and talk, the first thing Rudy wanted was a Budweiser alcohol drink. Why? Because Rudy loved Budweiser. Don't you know what Budweiser means? It means, boy, you deserve what every individual should ever receive. You know what I mean? I mixed it up with a little bit of Mad Dog 2020. You know what I mean? And I could go on with the alcohol. I could go on with the alcohol because I wasn't picky. I drink whatever came my way. You know what I mean? During that process, I was always saying I didn't want to be like my mom. I was exactly like my mom. I drank to oblivion. I was a blackout drinker, so I probably drank. I put it, you know, wake up 3-4 days later somewhere. I don't know where I got there, how I got there. I still don't want to know how I got there. And if you remind me, please run away from me. You know what I mean? I woke up in places that I didn't want to wake up at. I woke up in jails. I've been to loony bins. If anybody heard of Patton, I've been there 3-4 times. I was suicidal. I committed suicide twice and didn't succeed, obviously, because I'm here today. You know what I mean? I guess my higher power has something different. I came into the program of Alcoholics Anonymous atheist. I didn't believe in a higher power. I didn't believe in God. I didn't believe in anything that could be greater than myself because I believed that I was that God that anybody had to worship. I walked that earth thinking, you know what, nobody could be better than me. Do you know who I am? I was raised in a gang-affiliated lifestyle. So my life today, being humble in Alcoholics Anonymous, is a little hard for me because I was one of those that I would humble you. You ain't going to humble me. You know what I mean? I was raised in a gang affiliate. Like I said, I was from a clique called East Side of South Central, Ohio Street. I came here. I got my recovery here. Like I said, I went back to El Centro, and I'm still there now. I come once a year to come and take my token here. This is my first time in the program, and I want to keep it that way. You know what I mean? This is my first rodeo. I don't want to fall off that horse. I kick it with the people that stay sober. You know, they say meeting makers make it, and that's cool, and that's awesome. And you know what I mean? I know one thing. I know there was a few newcomers here. You know what? You keep coming back. Welcome to a new way of life, and you don't ever have to drink again if you don't want to. You know what I mean? And if you decide to go back, your doors are always open. Keep coming back, because you know what? One, it works. This program works. If it didn't work, none of y'all be here right now. You know what I mean? We sit here together like the first tradition. You know what I mean? Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA unity. I'm one of those individuals that follows the Alcoholic Anonymous program. I follow the steps. I've taken the steps. You know what I mean? I took sponsees through the steps. I got a few sponsees. And I'm one of those that some people may not agree with, but I sponsor all genders. I sponsor men. I sponsor women. I sponsor people that are in between. You know what I mean? So to me, it's not about who, you know what I mean? It's not about if you're male or female. You want to take the steps and you're really serious about recovery, I'll take you through the steps. I have no problem with that. But you really have to be willing and honest to stay sober. And that's what I do. I have a sponsor that's never gone back. I have a grand sponsor that's never gone back. And I have a great grand sponsor, and it just goes up the ladder all the way up. I am one of those people that I'm a maximum service to God and to my fellows. And I say God today because the program of Alcoholics Anonymous helped me find that God. You know, I mean, my first 5 years I was atheist, and when I did believe in something greater than myself in the program, I believed in the group. I believed in you guys because you guys kept me sober. I didn't stay sober by myself. I can't do this by myself. I do this with the help of you guys, the newcomers, the old timers, the mid timers, the people that got my time. You know, I mean, we did this together. You know what I mean? And I'm here today because of the grace of a loving God and the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. There is no other way. I couldn't have no other way. I love Alcoholics Anonymous. I do everything I'm supposed to be doing the way it should be done. I take the steps in order. I don't go from 1, 3, 6, 8. I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I don't do them backwards. I don't do them sideways. There's no wrong way of doing the steps. The only wrong way of doing the steps is not taking them at all. You know what I mean? And I learned that in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. I keep coming back. Why? At first, I had the nudge from the judge. You know what I mean? And then after that, I kept coming back because I like coming back. And I started coming back because I know the newcomer needs to hear somebody saying, you know what? We got this. You know what I mean? You know, the little card you guys seen that says, if you want to drink, that's your problem. That's cool. Get drunk. Do what you need to do. You want to get sober, it becomes ours. I'm a big believer of the responsibility pledge. When the hand of AA wants to be out there for that, I am responsible, and I am. You reach me, you could call me at 2, 3 in the morning and say, you know what, Rudy? I just need you to shut up and listen. You know what Rudy's going to do? He's going to shut up and listen. Why? Because people did it for me when I came in. I mean, like I said, I grew up in a gang-related lifestyle. My mom was alcoholic. She died of alcoholism. I don't want to die that dead. You know what I mean? I've been dead once. I don't want to do it again. I've heard people talk about I have some good days, I have some bad days. I don't have bad days. I have some good days better than others. And the days that are considered bad, it's a pain to touchstone spiritual growth. That means you're growing. And I feel pain every other day, but you know what? I get into the big book. Some people where I come from don't like sometimes what I share because I'm a big book thumper. You know what I mean? I follow the big book because that big book kept my butt alive. And it continues to keep me alive. I throw, you know what I mean? I would say scriptures, but this is not a Bible. I throw pages, I read pages out of the big book. I just don't throw pages out. You know, because for me, honestly, if you want to know about the big book and you really want to stay sober, like I said, read page 112, the first 3 pages. It says, read this book. I know at first, and then I want to thank Damien then for having me here. One thing my grand sponsor taught me was, never say no to an AA request. Why? Because AA saved my life. You know what I mean? And I just want to thank you guys for letting me be here tonight. Because if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be here tonight. And I want to thank everybody for letting me be in a meeting with a group of drunks. You know exactly where I'm coming from. And if you're a blackout drinker, believe me, you know exactly where I'm coming from. And before I close, I want to close with one thing. Like Bob told Bill, don't louse things up, man. Just keep it simple. Keep coming back. And with that, thank you for allowing me to hold you hostage.